Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast, presented by Dr. Joey McDonald.
Good morning. I will be reading 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 19 from the New Revised Standard Version. Of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made. The good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in approachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor in eternal dominion. Amen. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. The word of God for the people of God, and thanks be to God.
Pray with me if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Claim and call us, each and every one, with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. Amen. This text is an instructive on what it means to be a true practitioner of faith, as opposed to those who follow false teaching. The early church was bereft with people who claimed to be, in the Apostle Paul's words, super apostles. They had the only true truth, the only true teaching. So the main issue here is worldly goods and especially money. There's an old Pink Floyd song which in part says, "Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today." It is, in fact, an accurate biblical quote, the actual biblical quote you heard. The love of money is the root of all evil. And there's a difference between money just being the root of all evil rather than the love of money being the true root of all evil. Last week we heard from the Gospel of Luke, where the text was instructing on the use of money and the practice of stewardship. Several people came out and asked if I had read the news story about a generous secretary who lived modestly and left millions to the university where she worked. I had, and wished I had used it for an illustration. So thinking I might use it this week, I Googled the topic. And to my surprise, several thousand similar stories came up. The point being, what we see around us as unusual is sometimes more common than we think. So when we think about concerning spiritual lessons, it's a mindset. The late Dr. Wayne Dyer said, we are not human beings on a spiritual journey. We are spiritual beings on a human journey. Think about that. So where do we get our spiritual lessons? Where do we see them? I've talked over time and space about my parents and my family of origin growing up. And then sometimes you look and you think about what you've learned in life. You know, we heard of a marriage of 28 years, a marriage of 2 years. I'm facing 40 years. I don't know how this happened. And I don't know why Sue has put up with me for four decades, more importantly. But I got an illustration of how important communication is, and what you say and how you say makes a difference. Just this morning, I was getting in the car. Sue looked at me and smiled and said, you smell nice. And being the snarky person I am, I said, as opposed to stinking badly. And she looked at me and smiled and said, a simple thank you would suffice. Communication is important spiritually and every day today. We live in a nation of blogs and Facebooks, and so snarky language just creeps in so easily, not just in a political season, but in day-to-day language. Well, this last Friday evening, I sat at home and watched the Los Angeles Dodgers tribute to Vin Scully, their broadcaster of 67 years, who retires at the end of this season, which I think he has three or four more games left. Yeah, today, and he's going to go up to San Francisco to call the last games. The Dodgers are going to the Padres first, though. Anyways, what would this have to do with spirituality? I think it has everything to do with spirituality, because if you listen to somebody speak for a long time, and for me it's 58 years of my life of listening to Vin Scully call games. First, I was first introduced on Sunday drives with my mom and dad. Listening to that voice, you think you know, and you do. But what you don't understand is the humility this guy has, extreme humility. In the salute, Joe Buck, who is a wonderful baseball announcer in his own right and the son of a very fine baseball announcer, Al Michaels, sportscaster, Dick Enberg, Bob Costas, the actors Bryan Cranston and Kevin Costner, all spoke about how much their lives were touched. Bryan Cranston, who lives here in the Valley, said, even if things were going terribly wrong in his life, for 3 hours he could turn on the radio and everything would be okay. When Kevin Costner spoke, he grew up in Orange County. He said, sometimes haltingly, that you just think somebody will go on forever. But Vin Scully has earned the right to retire. Vin's remarks were striking to me because there was an extended ovation, as if almost entreating him to give us more years. And he said, hey, it's just me. And he thinks that way. He thinks it's just him, that he's just an announcer. Arguably, the best baseball announcer ever on the planet. I know there are others, and he acknowledges that. But he doesn't realize the ways and means in which he's touched lives and continues to do so. I hope they sell a DVD of that tribute, because I don't usually do that, but I would pay money for that because it was so sweet and meaningful. And the people I mentioned were just a few who spoke. But what touched me so much is that it's like a part of my life, a part of my childhood is leaving. And that's probably true for any of us who like baseball. I know not everybody does. It's a slow game. It's like watching grass grow. But it's been a beloved part of my life. The spiritual lesson for me comes directly from how Vin Scully didn't mention the tribute after this was done. It took about almost an hour before the game. The game had to start late as a result. He made the game about the game, not about him. So in an interview about a week and a half ago, Mr. Scully said, "Hey, you know, I've been so fortunate. I've only ever wanted to be a baseball announcer, and I've been allowed to do it by the grace of God for 67 years. How wonderful is that?" And then he said, "You know, in a year or two or three, they won't remember me." I don't believe that. Because if you live your life with the kind of spiritual values he has, that's an indelible mark. One of them who spoke was Bob Costas, and he said two things that were striking. He said, Vin Scully, the Dodgers were formed in 1890, which means they're 126 years old, and he's called over 50% of their games. And I thought, that can't be right. I looked it up, and you do the math, and that's exactly what's true. The other thing, when he was calling for the networks, when Vin Scully was calling World Series games, before each and every game, he went to Mass. He's a devout Catholic. And his prayer wasn't for himself. His prayer that there were only heroes and no goats. Only heroes. If that doesn't bring a little bit of a chill to you, and you don't have blood flowing, that's a spiritual value. So the message of Timothy, the gospel, if you will, according to Vin Scully: be generous, be kind, be loving, listen, and speak in the name of love, not in the name of aggrandizement. Speak in the name of love. Those are spiritual lessons that never wear out, never grow old, and are timeless. So be it, and amen.